97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. 8:06 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Thanks for tuning in. Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And coming up at 8:35, we are going to talk to State Senator Keith Perry, and we're looking forward to that. He's going to call us from Tallahassee. But in the house, in the neighborhood, Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner, is on the hot seat. And good morning. How you doing?
Great. It's great to be in Alachua County this morning. All right, well, except for the traffic.
Well, you know, look, I just tied. Yeah, we could go on and on. But this is your time, sir. Mm. Speaking of Tallahassee, you went up there.
Yeah.
Commissioners traveled up there, and you're trying to get some legislation issues that are important to Marion County done. What are they?
Yeah, so the first thing we're advocating for is for the Veterans Nursing Home. It's a federal-state project that comes, and then the state makes an assessment on where these projects should be. Around the site, we did a huge study a couple years ago in regards to, you know, how many veterans we have. We're blessed. We have over 45,000 veterans just in Marion County. And within the 80-mile regional status with all the rural counties and all of the urban counties that are around us, we have more than 500,000 veterans. You know, and so we are really positioned well. The Department of Veteran Affairs at the state level wants Marion County to be the next site. Right now they're building one in Port St. Lucie.
And that's who you were sort of competing against this last go around.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because South Florida has a lot of need too.
Mm-hmm.
Florida stands on top, and we've got thousands of veterans that need beds, and this is a VA project, and so we want to be the greatest place for veterans to live in the state of Florida. In fact, in just a little bit, we're opening up in May. We're opening up our Veterans Center, which is an all source center where we'll have the county plus all the outside agencies, and trying to get as many of those as possible, the nonprofits, all in one center. So a veteran can come in, they can see the county, they can have appointments with multiple agencies and conference rooms and room and meeting rooms, and really get their stuff done. This way, they're not worried about transportation, you know, or having to, you know, get wheelchair access to all these different buildings and places. They can come to one, and those other people can come, and we have community rooms, and they can come to them. So we're trying to really make sure that our veterans know how much we care, and this is just part of that process. So our number one goal has been the Veterans Nursing Home from a state legislative process.
And that building that you're using is an old bowling alley.
It
so
is.
You're using an existing building to get the job done in a one-stop shopping kind of thing for veterans. I think that's been a tremendous idea, and it's coming to fruition. So good job on
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Advocating for our springs is another thing that we continue to be up there with, working on Silver Springs and making sure that folks know how important the Silver Springs process has been. Of course, we have our livestock pavilion, and we partner with the state of Florida in that, and we've continued to make some of the best rodeos and times for people to celebrate all that makes the Marion County experience what it is.
What is the biggest threat to the springs? Is it, you know, the nitrogen or nitrates, or is it, you know, drawdown and pulling water out of it? What's really the big threat?
So people talk about that exactly as you've illustrated. You've got the quantity issue, you know, a flow issue. How much do you draw out of it? And then you've got this issue of, as you draw more out of it, you concentrate minerals like nitrogen or the nitrates. And then you continue to have a stronger problem in that. So if you have better flow, right, you've got less concentration of chemical of any sort, right? So if we get better rain, we've been in a drought for a very long time, even though we've had rain in and out. We haven't had real rainfall since 2004
with
all of the storms. And so, you know, you get better flow and then all of a sudden, you know, some of the problem from the nitrates does dissipate at some level. We just still have too many nitrates. You got too many lawns, too many golf courses, too many of all those other things, you know, in the vicinity. That's why we've been proactive in trying to hook up as many package plants, which package plants are the commercial plants that shopping centers and all those other places use. We've been really proactive in getting those offline and connecting them to the main sewer instead of draining out on, you know, on fields, basically. And then the other part of it is that we had a wastewater plant that was less than a mile away from Silver Springs itself. We've dismantled that, taken that out of commission, worked with DEP to decommission that and hook it back up to a plant that's, you know, 0.3 particle per million of the nitrates, and which is really the highest standard you can get, and it's healthy for our springs, and that's what we're doing. The next piece of that is how do we figure out, we've got some communities that are in and around springs or within and are on quarter acre lots with septic tanks and wells. You know, eventually we're working on plans to figure out how do we do that. Now, is that so? You got two options in the process. The state of Florida and the Department of Health is looking at advanced septic tank systems that can alleviate 90%+ of the nitrogen in those systems as they work, which is a whole lot better than what we're getting out of a normal system today. The problem, of course, is cost. The other problem is that if you want to connect them to a main system, again, problem of cost. When do you do that? How do you do that? How do you get enough people on a system to make the numbers work, if you will, even if you bonded it and make the rates work? And anytime you take somebody off of, you know, a well and septic in regards to it, especially the septic part, then, you know, you're giving them a lifelong bill. And people hate that part. And I don't disagree with them. So we're still having to work through all those problems and figuring out what are the solutions. And the great thing about Marion County is our people understand how important our springs are, and that we're blessed with a couple first magnitudes that, quite frankly, no other county has in the state of Florida or in the world. And I think because people understand that, because we do good programming for that, it helps us when we say, hey, guys, we need to be doing this better.
Can the people count on you to be a good advocate for their needs? And let me position that.
Okay.
When it comes to water degradation, agriculture, and I'm not picking on anybody, but
sure,
agriculture, golf courses, industrial stuff, those are your main polluters and your sources of most of your issues. But they all have advocates fighting on their behalf, especially agriculture. Big ag, man,
of course,
is huge.
Yeah.
So who's going to look out for the average homeowner? Because, oh, yeah, they would. Big ag would love to say, yeah, make everybody buy these $15,000 septic tanks.
Correct.
And, you know, so we're off the hook again.
Absolutely. And so then we need people to come together. Like there have been some really great, whether it's a cattle operation, peanut farms, some of those other guys have come to the table and said, hey, we get that. Agriculture doesn't want to be blamed for all of it, okay?
Right, right.
And I do understand that from their perspective, but more and more of those farmers are putting in best management practices. You know, they're using fertilizer in different ways, including like some golf courses have done over the last few years, changing from a land application fertilizer like you would spread it to a liquid fertilizer that can be absorbed, you know, in just a matter of moments.
And there's no really waste.
Right, and there's no waste, and you're not hitting, that's not hitting the soil if it's not all used. Again, so they're continuing to add best management practices to their facilities, and then when you look at the collective of septic tanks, it still is a significant part of the problem. But we need to advocate. We need to figure out how to make that a cost-effective approach and protect our springs at the same time. And that is the challenge of our day.
Well, I think that they'll come up with products that'll make sense. It's just a matter of trying to make them also, you know, cost effective and reasonable.
And that is the huge challenge, right? I mean, every time we look at this problem and we look at it, we're like, man, how do you go from, you know, a $5,000 system to a $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 system that you have to have inspected? It can break. It's got working components now. They got a lot of issues. We need to figure out the real solutions.
Yeah, can't you just have a backyard compost pile and
right,
take care of it that way? I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
8:15 on the Bob Rose Show. We're having a conversation with Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. I'm going to ask him about fire rescue. Tip of the hat to those folks. Had to battle a big blaze. There's some a run for the springs coming up and some other issues as well. Hang in there. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
97.3 The Sky.
Such an interesting off-air conversation we're having about septic tanks. Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek in the house. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Carl, what about fire rescue? They had a big blaze in North Marion. Even though, you know, we just had a huge rain, fire risk is still going to be relatively high. We've got dry days coming our way.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that they talked about was when I was talking with some of the firefighters, I don't know if many people remember, but back in 98, had a lot of fires.
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
A lot of things going on, and people are kind of predicting that kind of dry, unfortunate year, and then we're going to have a lot of fires. So one of the really impressive things was to watch these guys work between forestry, Marion County Fire Rescue, Marion County Sheriff's Office, and how everybody comes together to really solve these issues. We had over a 725-acre fire just north of Fort McCoy, right off of 315 this last week, and everyone had come together. The forestry was there in quite frankly, minutes. Bulldozers cutting lines, getting people, and thank God. I mean,
that's
truly,
because it could have spread like crazy.
That the winds were blowing in our favor in this particular situation, not blowing towards the houses. They were able to get in there, protect the houses that were in, obviously in trouble. We lost one shed in an 800-acre-plus fire, and you know, just really great kudos to those guys. Some of those guys had to work extra shifts. I mean, they pounded it. The forestry services had 10 and 12, you know, bulldozers out there. We had helicopters flying. National Forest participated along with Marion County's helicopter crew getting out there, getting water on it from the helicopter perspective. And, man, these guys did an outstanding job to protect the property of the people of Marion County.
At some point, does this become a budgetary concern for Marion County? As the services, you know, if they're used to this capacity and
sure.
extra shifts and whatever else, does that hurt you from the budget perspective?
From the forest fire standpoint, obviously forestry is the largest impact.
State, right?
Yes, the state of Florida is the largest impact to that type of thing. But certainly having to have extra people, more people displayed over time, those costs do increase for Marion County as well. And, you know, of course, it depends on the year. Do you have a couple of these or do you have 50 of these? I mean, that's a huge difference, right? And so we're going to continue to keep our eyes on the ball, and our people have been really good about strategically placing people. And when we have these, we can move our command center, and our command center can almost kind of be like a remote fire station, and those guys can operate in and out of those fire stations, and we can move some personnel out of some of our other fire stations to make all of that work, and that's what we've done in this case. But surely these, as the forestry looks at doing some more controlled burns, trying to keep some of this real timber, real hot timber at bay, we're going to be in better shape. And thank God the good Lord sent some rain the other day, and we need a lot more of it.
And the citizens need to do their part. If you're having a fire, if you're burning at your home or whatever,
right.
make sure that you completely put those things out. Don't do it on the windy days. I mean, use some common sense and really...
Yeah.
I saw somebody burning leaves. In fact, it was probably
Marion,
Alachua County line, right in there last week. And I was thinking, and it was windy. I'm like, what in the world are they doing?
In fact, I don't know if you got, you know, you kind of remember the Friday before where, you know, we were having bursts and this fire was going. We are having bursts of 28-plus mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can have fires jumping quarter mile. I mean, it's dangerous. And people need to know that. And please, especially if you're in the rural areas, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Be careful with what you're burning. Be careful how long you're burning because, you know, sometimes you have the tendency to be like, okay, well, we're going to be camping a couple days. You need to make sure that stuff goes out when you leave because, God forbid, some wind, you know, this timber and the dryness is causing some serious, you know, ample fire conditions. And, you know, we're the ones that are typically responsible for these fires, you know, and so we need to be careful.
And if you do see, you know, a fire in an outlying area that obviously no one's around, no one's controlling,
absolutely.
Or whatever, don't call it in. Don't assume that somebody else probably drove by and saw smoke and they called it in. Call it in. It only takes a second to do
that. Right. That's a great point, Bob. We really need to make sure we're proactive this year.
Yeah, because when they get on top of it, and like you said, they react. The fire rescue in the state reacts very quickly, and when
absolutely.
They do, they can keep these things simple, no loss of life, no loss of property, and that's the idea.
Absolutely, yeah.
Hey, what are you doing for the you got a run for the springs coming up?
Tell me
about
that.
Yeah,
one of the great things that we're doing to continue to advocate for our springs, as we were talking about just a few minutes ago, was this is our annual 5K this Saturday. Register and warm-up will begin at 7:30, and the race begins at 8 at the McPherson Government Complex right off of Southeast 25th Avenue in Ocala. Of course, we've got family fun present. We've got a couple great people that are running, continue to have great teams that are participating.
You got companies competing against each other?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Some of the engineering firms come in there and they compete against each other. We've got a couple other folks moving. Marion County's Karst Trophographic and Underground is a porous and full of holes, and this means actions we're taking for our homes and protecting our springs and protecting our businesses continue to make sure that Marion County stays the greatest place to be.
Summer camps for the kids filling up fast. What do people need to do?
Yeah, they need to get in and register. One of the things that our parks continues to do is make sure that we have some incredible opportunities going on. So our mainline number is 438-2323, 438-2323. You can come by, and that's our county commission office. If you have questions for me or ask our wonderful executive assistant, Nadja, there to help and point you in the right direction to get signed up for these things. Of course, our website is MarionCountyFL.org.
Yeah, so, we had Dr. Heidi Mayer in here not too long ago, and she was talking about elementary schools being open for the summer and stuff like that. So there's a lot of things going on summertime for the kids. Get involved in that. Make sure you keep them out of trouble. And we really appreciate your time, Carl. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. It's great to see you. Until next time, my friend.
Until next time. Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner. It's 827 on the Bob Rose Show. And coming up, we're going to talk to State Senator Keith Perry. Stay tuned.